Hello, it's Matt, and this is a Proud Podcast. You know how most people would prefer if their careers were a little more fulfilling? Well, would it be okay if I shared with you a simple insight to help you get more of what you want? Most of what I write about and talk about could be described as common sense. However, there's an old saying that the problem with common sense is that it isn't that common. What is the one thing that all of us have in common with the people that we admire for their achievements and success? We did not have the same education, family and friends growing up, or experiences of work. But we do all have one thing in common. There is the obvious biological aspects such as a heart, a brain, blood, etc. that we all need. But what I want to explore with you is the one thing that you and I have and is exactly the same as Richard Branson and Deborah Meaden. So what is it? The answer is the number 168. If you're particularly astute, then you already know that 168 is the number of hours in a week. What differentiates the people that make a positive impact to those around them is how they spend those 168 hours. Remember, you cannot manage time. You can only prioritise and spend it. I used to do this exercise in school sessions. However, it has changed a little since COVID, because many of us were working from home, many of us were furloughed, and things have been a bit different. But I still think it's useful to go over the exercise to think about how we're using our time. So let us spend a few of our precious minutes looking at and simplifying our week. If we sleep 8 hours a day, work might take up 8 hours. For those of us that are now commuting to work, you'll add another 2 hours onto that, so that's 10 hours a day. 5 days a week. If we prepare and eat 3 meals a day, what does that all add up to? So let's take a total of 168 hours. We sleep in total 56 hours. Work could be up to 50 hours a week. And then eating, if you take it 7 days a week, multiplied by 3 1-hour meal sessions, plus an extra hour for snacks, then that comes out to 22 hours. We have a remaining 40 hours a week left. Now, this has been recorded in the middle of the COVID crisis. I live in Birmingham, and Birmingham is just about to be re-locked down again. So things are getting quite interesting in the UK. So the remaining 40 hours for the last 6 months since March up to September, if you've got children, those 40 hours a week free have been filled with homeschooling. However, if your children have returned back to school and they're staying in school at the moment, then potentially we've got about 30 hours a week back. Before lockdown, the average person in the UK was watching about 20 hours of TV a week. And then apparently that figure was reducing, but not because we were learning new skills or starting our own business to compensate for the massive shortfall in pension provision for when we're older, or perhaps we're still on furlough, thinking our jobs are going to return. Apparently, it is because the reason why we're watching less television a week is because we've replaced one very large screen attached to a wall with a smaller mobile screen and spending time on social media. I completely understand that we do not have 40 hours spare every week. Like I said earlier, those of us with children are juggling all sorts of things. And also, there are those of us that are looking after elderly relatives, if we can, due to COVID, which will only increase as we live longer. However, in the future, let us be more aware when we do say sometimes we do not have time, because we all have 168 hours every week. The reality is more likely that we are not doing the important things that we know we should do because we have not prioritised properly. Maybe we are scared of the unknown. Perhaps we have a fear of failing. or we are unsure to uncover the true talents we have to share with the world. So next time you hear yourself or someone say the following, then maybe think again. I don't have the time. Well, actually, that is all we have. I hope this podcast has been helpful in helping you become a little bit more proud of yourself and your organisation. If you like these episodes, then please feel free to share them with those that you care about. If you haven't already, then please feel free to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode and always get the latest one. If you'd like to read my blog, then feel free to go to www.matthewbroomhead.co.uk. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.